الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم بكرة وأصيلا اللهم إنا نحمدك ونستعينك ونستغفرك ونستلهمك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد والفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم لك الحمد على نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة لك الحمد كما هديتنا إلى الإسلام وعلمتنا القرآن ووفقتنا للصلاة والصيام والقيام اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وطاعتنا كلها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين أما بعد brothers and sisters all praises to Allah for his blessings which are countless and peace and blessings on all of his chosen messengers and prophets from Adam to Muhammad alayhi wassalam as well as those who shall strive to follow their ways sincerely until the end of times. Today we are celebrating Eid al-Fitr. We experience joy while celebrating our spiritual achievements of the blessed month of Ramadan. We also feel a sense of loss and sorrow for the departure of this honorable guest, the blessed month of Ramadan, which is Sayyid al-Shuhur, the chief and the master of the months in the Islamic calendar. It seems it was too soon. We feel it was only yesterday we welcomed the blessed month, and today we are bidding farewell to it. It ought to remind us of the transient nature of life in this world. We are sojourners here. Soon we will be called back to meet our Lord. The time, place, and manner is decided by Him, who alone has the absolute power over life and death. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ On that day you shall be brought to judgment. Not even the most hidden of your deeds will remain hidden. Brothers and sisters, let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for honoring us to pray, fast, and perform the many acts of devotion in the blessed month. Let us pray that He accepts them from us and forgive our shortcomings. None of us is perfect. So let us turn to Allah in humility, recognizing our sins and seeking grace and forgiveness. While saying farewell to Ramadan, we ought to ask ourselves, what is next? We ought to reflect on the lessons learned. I would focus on 3 points for us to consider. Number one, we need to prioritize our life, set priorities, manage our time to ensure that we achieve good in this world and the next world. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا Oftentimes, we get carried away by the frivolous pursuit of worldly pleasures, neglecting our akhirah. We are too obsessed with seeking favor with people while forgetting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, we will be called to account before Him for our life, time, health, opportunities, and our resources. Number two, we need to imbibe the true spirit of Islam, spirit of mercy, compassion, peace, and kindness. Today there is no shortage of people who use the name of Islam for bloodshed, violence, and targeting innocent people. Think of the suicide bombing in Istanbul, Iraq, and elsewhere. Now they have gone even further by targeting the holy sanctuaries, Mecca and Medina. The recent bomb blast in Medina is the most horrible act we can think of. It should be an eye-opener for all of us. The root cause of it is lack of proper understanding of Islam. All of this boils down to people failing to imbibe the true spirit and message of Islam. The solution is to seek authentic knowledge. Knowledge, as Imam Bukhari tells us, is to be acquired from those who are qualified to impart it. Innamal ilmu bitta'allum. This is the sole mission of the Islamic Institute of Toronto. We seek to impart authentic knowledge of Islam. We want to do it by distilling the universal message of Islam, the message of mercy and kindness to make a better country and a better world. We are opposed to all forms of bigotry, fanaticism, and sectarianism. We adhere to the motto of Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahmahullah, Deenullahi bayna al-ghali wal-jahli. Religion of Allah shuns both extremes of excessive legalism and permissiveness. Spirit of Ramadan is all about self-discipline, remembrance of Allah, and charity and compassion. Today, millions in the world are suffering from hunger and starvation. Islam teaches us that a believer is not the one who fills himself when his neighbor is starving. We have an obligation to share the blessings we enjoy with the less fortunate. We can afford to help others only when we are willing to curb our wasteful habits, simplify our life, and practice moderation in all of our habits. We are fortunate to live in Canada, where we enjoy prosperity, peace, and security. However, I am saddened to know that the people of the First Nations in this prosperous country are living under the worst conditions. Statistics about their suffering are alarming. They are deprived of even the basic essentials of life, clean water, and affordable living conditions. Muslims of Canada must take it upon themselves to address this issue. I would venture to say that they are worthy recipients of zakat under the category of mu'allafatul qulub, those whose hearts are to be reconciled. Next time when you have the urge to throw a feast, keep it simple and limit the dishes and spare the savings to help out the poor. This is the way to live the lessons of Ramadan. And this is the way we can walk the talk and act as ambassadors of Islam. And this leads me to the next point, countering the increasing Islamophobia all around us. Islamophobia is spreading at an alarming rate in Canada as our sisters are targeted. Most are vandalized and innocent people are attacked. We are living in a very trying times. This is the time we need to practice the beautiful lessons of Ramadan. Lessons of patience, self-restraint, meeting ugliness with beauty. We Muslims are victims of violence from the warmongers using bombs, drones, and chemicals. We are also victims of violence committed by those who claim to be Muslims, who have chosen to meet violence with violence, hatred with hatred. We ought to stand up for sanity, positive and proactive action. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought hatred with love, and his message was clear and loud. "Ofu amman zalamak, wa sul man qata'ak, wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk, wa qulil haqqa walau ala nafsik." Forgive those who offend you, join relations who sever relations with you, do good to those who mistreat you, and speak the truth even if it hurts you. Let this prophetic motto be our mantra as we fight Islamophobia. Allah orders us to repel the ugliness with that which is beautiful. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ إِذْ فَعَبِلَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةُ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Since good and evil cannot be equal, repel the evil with that which is beautiful, and you will find your enemy turning to be your loyal friend. Islam calls us to stand forth as witnesses of truth, justice, and compassion. It calls for cooperation and united action. Allah calls us to join with everyone, regardless of the religious differences, on terms of justice, compassion, and rendering acts of kindness. We live with people of various religious and ideological affiliations. We should join them in all that is good, while shunning evil, vices, and corruption. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, koonu qawwamina lillah, shuhada bil qist, wala yajrimannakum shananu qawmin ala alla ta'adilu, i'diluhu aqrabu littaqwa. Be ever steadfast in your devotion to God, bearing witness to the truth in all equity, and never let hatred of anyone lead you into the sin of deviating from justice. Be just. This is closest to being God conscious. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And help one another in furthering virtue and God consciousness, and do not help one another in furthering evil and enmity. Let us not forget the valuable lessons of Ramadan as we face the many challenges in the coming weeks and months. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us with patience and make our feet steadfast on the straight path and give us victory against the rejecters of truth. I pray that Allah showers His mercy on the victims of terror attacks everywhere and turn their suffering into bliss. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our parents, grandparents, uncles and aunts, and brothers and sisters who have passed away. May the compassionate one illuminate their graves and save them from trials of grave and hellfire and admit them into the blissful paradise. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down healing and cure upon those who are sick and suffering. May He ease their pains and remove the hardships from their lives and console their hearts. I pray that Allah be with those who are suffering from various forms of occupation, wars, genocide, violence, dehumanization, and deprivation. May He help them regain their dignity, freedom, and God-given rights. I pray that Allah bring back to the fold of Islam those who have strayed away from the path. I pray that Allah help those who are seeking lawful marriage partners to find partners who will bring joy to their hearts and help them build strong families. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات. ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وطاعتنا كلها يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا. اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا. اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا. اللهم اشفهم شفاء تاما لا يغادر سقما. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائهم. اللهم اجعل الدائرة على أعدائهم. اللهم اجعل سجنهم سجنا عليهم واجعل جندهم جندا عليهم. اللهم ارنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم ارنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم ارنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم رد من ضل عن الطريق الى الاسلام ردا جميلا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Once again, I wish you a most joyous and happy Eid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.